Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, the Jock Peterson, Tommy Pham situation.
Yeah.
Did you see the latest on Chris Rose's podcast?
Well, let's ask Chris Rose, who's on the air right now. He's a proud dad and husband, of course, NFL Network, the Chris Rose Rotation podcast, Baseball Today on John Boy Media. We love Chris Rose here on the Morning Rose on 95.7 The Game. And his Cleveland Guardians are playing very good baseball right now. I like
their uniforms.
I like the way they play. I like seeing Terry Francona get headbutted. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Chris, good morning. It was wild. Wild.
A lot of baseball action on the field.
Yeah, a lot of action.
Not including actual baseball.
Yeah, a lot of action anywhere but Oracle Park. What's up, Chris? What's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. We're trying to stay awake during Giants games right now. I guess the only exciting thing has been the Tommy Pham story with Jock Peterson, and I'll let Shasky ask that one. But when you watch the Giants, what do you think? Because I think of a team that I'm like, ah, it's tough to stay awake. There's not a guy on this team other than Jock Peterson who can hit. They have two pitchers who are really, really good. But outside of that, it's been a struggle. What do you think when you watch the Giants? Contender, pretender, just another team? What's your thoughts on them?
So it was interesting. A year ago, I wouldn't describe myself as a Giants hater, just non-believer, right?
Mm.
They had a great first month, and I was like, oh, this is cute. Great little story of a bunch of old guys playing well. And then it got to June, and I was like, yeah, boy, this is going to be great. You know, Farhan's going to be able to really flip these guys for something. This is going to be awesome. And then it got to July, and it's like, ha-ha, joke's on me. I'm the idiot. And I just, you know, I never bought in, and they ended up winning 107 games. And I was like, I kept looking at the squad, and I was like, how the heck did they do this? Like, it is a magical run. It's incredible, and, you know, unfortunately they bowed out against the Dodgers, but that didn't take away from their unbelievable year. And then I looked at him at the beginning of the season. I said, well, he didn't make a whole lot of changes, right? Like, they extended a couple guys. You know, a couple guys will be a little bit older, but, you know, will they be around it? And I said, well, I'm still not going to pick them to make the playoffs. Now, here they are. They're six games out. They just had a terrible homestand against two awful teams. And I think they missed an opportunity in the offseason. I wanted them to go make a play for Seiya Suzuki.
Me too.
Not that that necessarily would have worked out. You know, he's been banged up, and with the exception of the first 2.5 weeks of the season, has not been anything special to write about. But, you know, I looked at the Jock Peterson move, and I was like, okay. And it ended up being, like, literally a home run. I mean, he has been their saving grace.
He's been amazing.
He's been unbelievable. I mean, best free agent deal in the offseason. But you're right. Other than that, they're kind of nondescript. Crawford, unfortunately, has kind of reverted back to a little bit like looking like his age. You know, Longoria has been pretty decent when he's been in there offensively. Belt has been missing in action. You know, Luis Gonzalez has been an amazing discovery for them. But other than that, it's not, there's not a bunch of guys in that lineup where you're like, they're must-see at this point.
Well,
Chris,
no, I think you make a great point, and I don't mean to interrupt you. Bookmark Jock for a second, because I'll get back to him. But, like, I guess where I struggle as a Giants fan, look, I'm hooked. I'm addicted. I know I'm in. But how are you going to get the casuals in, right? You got to get the casuals to be in, you got to be more. You got to be more entertaining. There's got to be more to it, right? And I'm looking at it, and I'm just saying, all right, The Giants, I feel like Farhan has done a pretty good job of building up the farm system. They were 27th. Now, depending on what the ranking is, they're like 9th or 10th. But I look in their division and I say, wow, the Padres are top 5 in spending and payroll and top 5 in farm system. Wow, the Dodgers, top spender in baseball and, by most accounts, one of the top farms in baseball. How are they going to be able to overcome this?
Well, we've always heard that when it's time to spend, it's going to be time to spend. And there's a pretty big guy out there on the East Coast who is from Central California, and they're going to have ample opportunity. Now, it's not the Giants' MO to give a guy 8 to 10 years on the free agent market, right? They did it with Buster to keep him. But other than that, they haven't done it recently, right? They did it with Barry Zito. That was a pitching contract.
Yeah, 7-year deal.
7 years.
They gave a lot of 5-year deals, like 5 years to Samardzija, Cueto, Pence, and, you know, extended Kane, and they gave Belt and Crawford big deals. But no, yeah, right. 5 to 6 years.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. 5 years will not get it done for Aaron Judge.
Are you convinced he's gonna leave?
I'm not privy to any sort of contract talk with him. But I think I'm pointing in the right direction on this one. I don't think 5 years will do it.
Wow.
Are you convinced he's going to leave? Because, we do this like Bryce Harper to the Giants. I mean, they couldn't even land Suzuki, and he cost a fraction. And I know there were other factors because it's not just about the money. But, like, it does feel like the Giants always end up being either runner-up or the team that's used as leverage so that that guy can get a better deal elsewhere. Shohei, they were runner-ups. They didn't have the DH. But, like, it's just time and time again. So, like, to put all my eggs in the we're going to land Aaron Judge basket, I feel like I'm setting myself up for a disappointment.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's another round of shortstops out there. The problem is Crawford's going to have one more year on his deal. You know, I don't know, guys, because you're right. It's just, like I said, it's not what they do.
Yeah.
We keep hearing that when it's time to spend, that they'll spend. Well, here it is, guys. Like, you've done a great job of replenishing that farm system. And let's remember, you don't necessarily build up farm systems just to have them help you on your field.
Right.
Sometimes those farm systems are built up so that you can trade them for people that you want to help win on your field.
Right.
And I think that they were like, okay, well, last year was such a magical run. Let's see if we can bottle it one more time. That's a really thin needle you're trying to thread.
Mm.
Like, you're banking on not only Crawford and Belt and Longoria and guys like that staying healthy, but producing at, in some cases, an MVP level.
Right.
And most of those guys haven't come close, and that's got to be tough for Giants fans because it is hard to keep pace. I mean, look at what the Padres have done this year. And Fernando Tatis hasn't set foot on the field yet.
That's wild.
They're a game and a half back. It's remarkable because they were willing to trade for guys in their starting rotation that could help them.
Yep.
The Dodgers, I know people don't want to hear this up there, but they've had injuries left and right.
Yep.
And they've still done all this. So if I were a Giants fan, I'd be a little miffed.
You know, Chris, and we're talking to Chris Rose here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, NFL Network, John Boy Media, of course, the Chris Rose Rotation Podcast and Baseball Today. Aaron Judge, right? And I've been beating this drum for a while now, like, hey, they got to go sign Aaron Judge. But I don't believe they have enough to sign Aaron Judge because of the players on the field and the commitments. Yeah. They only have one player committed in 2024, and that's Anthony DeSclafani. I think it starts, and it has to start with a massive trade of Juan Soto. What you just spoke of, you build up the farm system to kind of flip those players for major league proven talent. And I'm always a guy, give me the major league proven talent over prospects all day long. I don't know what these guys are going to do in the future. It sounds good, but I know what Juan Soto's going to do on a major league baseball field. I think it starts there, Chris. Do you believe that Juan Soto will be moved before the deadline?
No. I don't think he'll be moved this year. Now, could he be moved in the offseason? Absolutely. I really think they want to take their time with that one. I'm talking about Washington. I mean, you're talking about trading. How many surefire Hall of Famers get traded at age 24 or whatever?
Right.
Not many.
Not many. So they're going to want to make sure that they get exactly what they want out of this. And, right, we just talked about the Giants aren't willing to give certain contract parameters. You damn well better be willing to give up, $400 million to Juan Soto. If you make a trade like that, you are pot committed.
Yep.
You have to say, now, do you want to do that as an organization? How many $400 million, how many $300 million? Hell, how many $150 million contracts work out for teams?
Not many.
Max Scherzer to the Nationals is one where you're like, that guy was worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, Joey Votto with the Reds, that's been a struggle. Look at the number of, and I'm not against ball players making $200 million. I am in favor of it. I'm just saying, as an organization, you better make sure all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted with everything else going on in your organization.
Yeah. You talk to a lot of current and former players, so I'm interested, and obviously you're a diehard baseball fan like I am, so I'm interested in your perspective on this. I've seen a lot of guys growing frustrated with the platooning that's going on in the big leagues right now. I mean, it was always kind of a thing, but now it just feels so much more prevalent, and I guess there's multiple layers to this. There's obviously the play, I'm going to take out Jock Peterson yesterday. I'm going to pinch hit for Austin Slater because Austin Slater over his career has been slightly better against lefties than what Jock Peterson has. Well, Jock Peterson's like their best player right now. I don't get it. And then I'm hearing from a lot of frustrated young players like, okay, if I never face lefties, how am I going to get better against lefties? Is this part of like a salary suppression thing by the league? Because there's like no middle ground now anymore. It's like, hey, you're either a superstar or you're straight up platooned. And I'm really getting frustrated with it as a baseball consumer.
I think you make a really valid point. I think here's the number one problem is that so many people in the front office think the same way, that they're just trying to outsmart everybody else.
Yeah.
And, they sit there and they crunch the numbers. And sometimes the numbers are hard to argue against. I'd be pissed off if Jock Peterson got taken out of because he's facing a lefty.
Yeah, he did yesterday. Against the Tigers. Come on.
By the way, I wasn't following the game. Was it Soto that he was taken out of against?
No, he got taken out in the sixth inning,
Austin Slater. And then now you're down a left-handed bat when they've only got righties after this lefty in the bullpen.
Andrew Chafin was on the mound for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's just... I'm annoyed with it. Who was the kid for the Marlins, Bonte, that I was referencing?
Jazz Chisholm.
I saw him tweeting about this. He's basically like, yo, how am I ever going to be able to get better against lefties if I never face them? And I was like, that's such a great point. He's like 24 years old. What are we doing?
Yeah, and you don't ever want to take a guy like Jazz Chisholm out of the game. I mean, kids come to the game to go see him. That is a guy that just radiates enthusiasm. So, it's a great point, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it drives me nuts. It really does. And I understand the balance that we have to find between the numbers crunching that goes on and the feel in the dugout, because I think that has been lost. I mean, example A is obviously what happened in the 2020 World Series with Blake Snell being taken out of the game,
mm-hmm.
right? That was not a Kevin Cash move. Mm-hmm. That was an organizational decision move. And... who's to say that that wasn't the day that the baseball gods touched Blake Snell's left shoulder and said, you will throw the greatest game you ever throw. The problem is with all the numbers that we're looking at, there is no margin for having the feel of that day of when somebody is doing something special. That's the biggest problem I have with the numbers, because they don't allow for that.
No, Chris, we are around the corner from football season. I know Shasky has a Jock Peterson question, but NFL is about to kick off. I know the Niners report to camp July 26th. Jimmy Garoppolo is still a part of the team. In my mind, he's not. However, he moved on to Trey Lance. I'm not. Yeah, maybe the Cleveland Browns. Browns picks up Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you make of everything? And we don't have to dive deep into the Watson situation, but it is fascinating to see him get $230 million guaranteed. They stagger most of that money to get $1 million guaranteed in case of a suspension. Then you got the Baker Mayfield situation. What the heck is going on with your Cleveland Browns?
Well,
it's
fact, right?
Silence
it is
deafening.
No, it's just, you don't even have to answer. Your silence is enough, Chris.
Yeah, it's, well, I only like to discuss it from the football standpoint of things because, because the other stuff will drive you nuts.
Yeah, the legal stuff is complicated. Like, I don't even know what to
do. More than that, guys, it's more than that, right? Like, we all want to be able to root for people that we think are good people.
Steph Curry.
And, and right, exactly. Like, we'd all love everybody to be Steph Curry. The reality is that not only athletes, but people you listen to, you know, in the music world, or people you watch act in movies or in whatever you're streaming these days, you're not going to agree with how they all lead their life. So I've always taught our kids, we have two boys, they'd always ask me, is so-and-so a nice person? I'd say, well, they've been nice to Dad, but I really don't know them.
So
how do you justify rooting for them when they're on your team when you don't necessarily agree with how they go about their life? Mm. And I said, I would always say that when the Browns traded for Deshaun Watson, will I be happy when he throws a touchdown? Absolutely. Because, listen, the Browns have given me so much and given my family so much over the years. How people can say, well, just quit the Browns.
It's impossible.
That's BS.
Yeah.
Like, that's impossible to do.
I totally feel you.
No. So that's a hard thing. Now, looking at it quickly from the Browns standpoint, I really believe that if he gets suspended a year, the first call I would make is to Baker Mayfield's people. And I know people will be like, no way. Baker's not going to do this. Well, you would. The explanation is, Baker, you're our best option. You're our best option. And guess what, Baker? We are your best option because nobody's beating down the doors to take you right now. Mm. And if you end up in Carolina or you end up in Seattle, that's not nearly as good a roster as we have in Cleveland. So here's the deal. We will not tag you at the end of the year. You'll be a free agent. The hope is that you help us win a Super Bowl and we look like morons because we just let our Super Bowl winning quarterback walk. Mm. And that's the way I would play it. I can't imagine that's in play. It would take some grown-up discussions to be had. But tell me why they're not the best option for one another if Watson suspended the entire season.
No, I'm with you on this. I'm totally with you on that. Before you get out of here, the Jock Peterson thing, on your podcast that was out this week, we found out that Jock Peterson basically avoided Tommy Pham last year when Atlanta, when he was in Atlanta, and didn't go out onto the field for 3 days when Tommy Pham was playing on the other team and just tried to not see him. And he knew that Tommy Pham was going to come up and slap him. If this happened in football or in basketball, the equivalent would be like, yeah, Klay Thompson or, you know, Gary Payton Jr. doesn't want to go out there because he's afraid Dylan Brooks might slap him or whatever it is. It would be the number one topic across sports. Why are we not making more of this?
Well, I want to come out and say, first of all I did was ask him a question because it was their former teammate.
Yes.
All right? Like, I wasn't, like, trying to get Jock. It still was a big story because, you know, I think on the day we taped it or something like that, you know, it was still in the news, right? There were still, like, sparks with it. So that's kind of the reason I asked it. I don't know. I was surprised we didn't hear about it last fall, I guess, when that sort of stuff happened.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
Well, how about the Reds pitchers wearing Pham shirts last weekend at Oracle Park? I was like, they're leading into
it. I like that. Like, I like that stuff.
I do, too.
Like, I love the Giants.
Yeah.
I love the Giants wearing all the shirts about, you know, it is okay to stash a guy on IR. Like, I think that's funny.
It is funny.
That stuff's great. I'm all in favor of it. I want that sort of stuff to happen. I think it's good for team bonding and all that sort of stuff. I still don't like the Tommy Pham slap Jock. Not a fan of that. But it sure as hell did create a lot of interest in the fantasy football world.
Yeah. No doubt.
All wonder how much money they were actually paying for.
Yeah, I mean, how many team names are going to be named with Jock or Peterson or Tommy or Pham? And even Mike Trout.
Yeah.
The commissioner may change his name to Mike Trout.
I know. Is it amazing that Mike Trout the next day had to answer questions about being the commissioner of the league? Like, here we have the best player in baseball. People are like, so why did you allow that transaction to take place? What?
He got more pub from that than he has anything he's done on the field.
Yeah, for all the MVPs, all the home runs, all the great throws from center field. Unbelievable.
Think about being Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson.
Right? I know. Like, everybody's like, wait a second. This whole thing is over Jeff Wilson? Jeff Wilson's healthy, like, 6 games a year,
maybe. If that. He's like the fifth string Niner running back the last 3 years.
Why do you think Debo was taking carries in playoffs and down the stretch?
Chris, always fun, man.
Chris, it's always fun. We'll talk to you more. Of course, we'll football ramping up and baseball. We'll see what happens at the trade deadline. Maybe we'll talk then around the trade deadline to see where the Giants do or what the Giants do. Do they stand pat? Do they trade? Do they move guys? You got to make a decision on Rodon, who's got a player option for $22 million after the season, so we'll see what happens there. But Chris, it's always fun, man. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good one.
You guys as well. I always love coming on anytime. Take care, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.